Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Friday, April the 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2026. Good Friday. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Well, it being Good Friday, and Jesus here meeting with us, seems like we should jump right straight in this morning to consecration. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body as a living sacrifice to you. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Well, I'm not getting my own air sign to come on air. I'll have to look into that later. Well, it's Good Friday, and I want you to imagine with a sanctified imagination all day long that Jesus, as he's being lifted up on the cross on the third hour, 9 a.m., as he's crying out from the cross in the sixth hour, 12 p.m., noon, high noon, and as he breathes his last in the ninth hour, 3 p.m., I want you to have that sanctified imagination that Jesus is saying, I belong to you. So let's dive into today's entry. It is entitled, The Good Friday Question. Is this for looking at? Our text is John chapter 1, verse 29. Hear now the word of the Lord. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Today we come to the day known to history and eternity as Good Friday. One of my best and favorite teachers for all his life so far has been my oldest child, David. One day, when he was about 4, he walked into my study and over to my desk. On the desk was a small figurine of Jesus on the cross, a crucifix. David picked the little statue up and began to study it, turning it over and around in his small hands. Then he asked me this question, Dad, what is this? What do we use this for? As I prepared to respond to his question, he said these words, I will never forget. Or, Dad, is this for looking at? As he lifted the little statue of Jesus on the cross up in front of his eyes and my eyes too, I responded, Yes, David, you are exactly right. This is for looking at. The secret to the answer to transformational question number 2, do I really want to change, is all wrapped up in David's answer. The change that is transformation does not come from trying harder to do more to be better. It comes from beholding. Yes, David, this is for looking at. I cannot change myself. Jesus is the change agent. John knew it. That day, John the Baptist said it best. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Sin has us stuck in the brokenness of our fallen selves. We can't get free. Jesus is our freedom. He sets the captives free. Freedom comes through the daily walk of lifting our hearts to Him, setting our minds on Him, fixing our eyes on Him, and offering our bodies to Him as a living sacrifice. Beholding Jesus, belonging to Jesus, becoming like Jesus. We bring the beholding, He brings the change. And what does the change look like? It looks like the movement from darkness to light, from death to life, and from chaos to new creation. It looks like the movement from the slavery of self-interested survival to the freedom of life-giving love. In that light, I think I really want to change. You may be thinking, but this feels too easy. This is not how change works. But what if it is? What if real change is completely different than we thought? What if it is not up to us to do the changing? What if it is up to Jesus? What if transformation is about getting off the treadmill of functional religious activity and finding ourselves perfectly fitted with the yoke of Jesus? And what was it He said about His yoke? I believe His word was easy. My yoke is easy. Here's the text again. The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. That's John 1:35-37. Yes, David, this is for looking at. Let's pray. Our Father, thank You for Your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, what joyful freedom it is to know You and to know the change that actually comes from knowing You, from belonging to You and beholding You and believing You and by Your abiding grace becoming like You. Fill us, Holy Spirit, with the presence of the person of Jesus, praying in His name on this Good Friday. Amen. The journal prompts today, what does beholding mean to you? How do you behold? And what might it mean to shift the focus from your activity to Jesus' person and presence? We're making the shift, team. We're making the turn. We're shifting from all the burden on us to all the burden on Jesus. I mean, isn't that what he's done? Isn't that Good Friday? He took it on himself. And he asks us to learn to live in the receptive posture, the posture of receiving. I think the word for it is abiding. And completely leaning in, completely trusting. You see the picture. I've got it right over my right shoulder. It's to your left of the screen, I believe. If you're looking this, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're not watching, over my right shoulder is it's a picture, and it looks like a painting. Kevin Sparks, my dear friend, painted this years ago. It's entitled "Darkness Tries to Comprehend Light," and it's not even a painting, it's a carving. You see the body lifted up of Jesus Christ over a black background. The background actually is not black. It's just so deeply red that it's turned black. I love one of my favorite sort of realistic aspects of this piece is it's got blood, red blood is dripping over the bottom of the frame, the gold frame. And it's just simply the crucifix, the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I keep this in my prayer room, except during Lent. I take it over to our church every Sunday, and of course I have it here in the seed house. I mean, for most of the history of the church, saints, holy ones, they just spend hours looking at this image, because this, yes, David, this is for looking at. Yes, Sower Nation, this is for looking at. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. All right, are you ready to sing today? We're going to sing that one. Dad's here with me. All right, everybody, welcome to the most, I don't know, do you call it the most significant? Do you think Good Friday, Dad, is the most significant day in world history, or is it Easter Sunday?
Well, Friday starts us off.
Yeah.
So we got to get started, or we'll never get it.
That's right.
So Friday's it.
You actually can't separate his death from his resurrection, because if it weren't for his resurrection, we wouldn't be talking about his death, because we wouldn't even know him.
No. Uh-uh.
And this is where Jesus went to the lowest place on our behalf and then was raised up to the highest place on our behalf. But we do not skip Good Friday and go straight to Easter. We have to behold the whole scene. And that's why we've chosen a very special song today. And tell them what it is.
It's "When I Surveyed the Wondrous Cross."
Okay, and we're going to sing verse 1 and 3. And then we're going to sing, there's a little chorus that comes right after it.
Yep.
It's what is it?
222.
What's the name of it?
Oh, the Wonderful Cross.
Look at there.
J.D. Walt.
That's one that I wrote
I'm going to write David in there somewhere.
I wrote with Chris Tomlin, Dad, back when we were doing that very first Good Friday service in the Woodlands when we first met back in the late 90s.
Yeah.
The late 1900s, I say. And some people say, well, that makes me feel old. Well,
it says 2000, the year 2000.
It was right around there. That's when it got published.
Yeah.
But I was so blessed when they put it in this hymnal, and it's meant to go right along with the Isaac Watts song. Mm-hmm. And of course, we did that because we wanted to try to help younger people claim the hymn. The most important part of this song is the hymn from Isaac Watts.
Mm-hmm.
But we kind of put it in a tone and in a mood and in a rhythm with that chorus that just helped generations, really,
thing, yeah,
to pick it all up. So we're gonna sing 1, 2, 1, 1, 3 chorus, 4 and chorus together, and let's just do it as we sing it. Survey, that means behold,
right?
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Verse 3. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thought compose so rich a crown? Oh, the wonderful cross! Oh, the wonderful cross! Bids me come and die, and find that I may truly live. Oh, the wonderful cross! Oh, the wonderful cross! All who gather here, by grace draw near, and bless your name. Verse 4. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were an offering far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Oh, the wonderful cross! Oh, the wonderful cross! Bids me come and die, and find that I may truly live. Oh, the wonderful cross! Oh, the wonderful cross! All who gather here, by grace draw near, and bless your name. That's it. Well, as I mentioned, I'm going to be tonight in the Woodlands, Texas, and I'm going to be the preacher at the Good Friday service at the Woodlands Methodist Church. So if you're in the area, come join us.
When are you leaving?
Right after we sing this song. I'm getting on a plane. I'm flying down there, and I'm flying back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So to be at Gillette Methodist Sunrise Service on Easter. Because we can't miss that. But pray for me that I make it there and back. That would be a good thing.
That sure would.
It's kind of getting messy out in airports these days. But pray for me to declare it clearly tonight. I'm looking forward to it. I consider that church like a home church to me. That's been such an important church to me over a long period of time. And
it is in the Woodlands.
It's in the Woodlands. Ed Robb was the pastor who brought me there, and now Mark Sorensen is such a great pastor, the leader of the church now. And Mark Swayze is there, and Lou Ann Riley is there, who's going to be leading us our women's Bible study series we're releasing coming up this next fall. And there's just so many great, Brenna Bullock, who we saw on our Conversations podcast. There's so many great leaders down there. They're great friends. And
okay, I'm on.
We're looking forward. You want to take that book home, don't you?
Yeah, so I'm kind of looking some of it.
Well, everybody, blessed Good Friday to you. Let's just slow down today. Let's walk slower. Let's breathe deeper. Let's turn our eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face. So this is the day the Lord has made.
Let us be glad in
Let
it.
Let us rejoice.
Rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. Well, for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you today. On the field.
On the field.
All right, get your seeds.
Amen.